Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Thank you.
Services, your hip-hop informer, that dude TM, coming to you live out of the A. It's 9:05 where I am. What time is it where you are? I don't know. Figure it out. Hey, it's the Social Lab TM High Radio. That joint rock right there. That was the Firm, the remix.
Classic.
Firm Biz. Yo, that joint right there.
Classic.
Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Absolute classic right there. And we wanted to just start off real upbeat. The topic of the show tonight, guns, prejudice, and a society becoming numb to violence. And typically the topic, it ends in a somber kind of way, you know, it drives a somber conversation. Not tonight, not today. We're going to keep it upbeat because this is serious. It's real times, folks, right? And we're going to have a real conversation. Before we go any further, let's do it backwards tonight. Let's go up to the DMV. What up, Say?
Ain't not, man. The last shall be first. That's what I like.
Hey, that's really what it's coming down to. They say in the end days, the last shall be first.
Yeah, I mean, it's wigged out, B. Like, you know, we'll get into my true feelings behind it when, you know, we get into the topic, but definitely my heart and prayers go out to the families of those that lost in this situation, because it was an untimely and unnecessary set of circumstances that people have to deal with now, and it's changing people's lives forever. So I'll be the first to put that out there. In no way am I insensitive to the situation and the outcome to it. You know, but, you know, like I said,
absolutely.
It's just a lot to digest right now. A lot to digest.
We will get into it. We will definitely get into it again, folks, to the victims, their family and friends. And you know what? I will step out on a limb and say even to, the perpetrator's family who appear to be shocked. And I can't imagine that they aren't shocked. It's a crazy situation all the way around. Let's go out to Plant City, Florida, where we often have to go under just like real interesting circumstances, because Florida just happens to be that place. And I don't think any city in America would want to be that place under these circumstances. But Hot Chocolate coming to us out of Tampa Bay. What's up, Ma?
What's going on, TM Hyman Radio family? And I like that we started on an upbeat tone, because that brought me out of a state of, won't say a depression,
absolutely,
but definitely a
very
feeling
strategic,
that I hate living in this state sometimes. I am so embarrassed by some of the things that take place here. It's sickening.
It's benoodles, son.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, but I think it's very appropriate for the times in which we're living in, right? The one thing that we cannot do and be is we cannot become afraid, right? We cannot shrink back. I think this is just another one of those things, and unfortunately, there was a lot of people involved, a lot of innocent victims involved, but it's the times that we're living in, and I think the leadership that's required to change some of the laws that deals with just gun control in America has got to really step up to the plate. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you have one candidate that's talking extremely reckless, and you have another candidate that at least they're demonstrating presidential behavior. When it comes to guns, can you all imagine a rogue president in an environment that is already almost totally rogue? Now, let me tell you what I found out today as I was preparing for this show. AR-15s have soared upwards 8 million in America. There are 8 million
AR-15 weapons just out there in America. Now, AR-15s were not created for sport, folks. They were created for the military. What am I talking
about? That's right.
I'm talking about the weapon that the shooter used to take out so many victims at one time. If he had to just, you know, use regular bullets and load the gun, people would have been able to get away because he wouldn't have had enough time to load and take out that many people. This is bigger than gays being targeted. You know, this is bigger than Orlando. This is a problem that if America doesn't get under control, unfortunately, we're just seeing the beginning of a real interesting situation. Tonight we're talking
Absolutely.
About guns, prejudice, and a society that's becoming numb to violence. But we're going to keep it upbeat. It's a social lab. We'll be right back.
I've been here skills, Cristal still, high bills in Brazil. I bought a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Be kicking me in my hole, undercover, Johnny Grass Hole. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740, rock the red man and naughty. Oh, in my kitty cat, half a brick of gate, in the bra with my titty back. And I'm living that whole life, we push weight. State 10 holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the map, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty. Don't tempt me, only to hell I send thee. All about the first things first, I pop a freak. All the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get nothing but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs. Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls peepee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they peepee. As I lay down laws like Allen Coffin. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the junior mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress with this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late. And bring the break. This thing is mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. Up the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask wave, the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn close. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the goose, disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them vibes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Instead it, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, get retiring. You should have been a cop of hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the plays out the drop. Hot, sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Just don't think, think pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hula games in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's a head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, this friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my piece. Keep my peace, Cubans with the Jesus piece. With my piece, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunting, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. They got it, flaunting, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. Make my people wanna jump, make a nugget wanna jump, make my
I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in action sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my best on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but frontin' for me to start something. Bugging and bucking and living like I was duck hunting. Coming out, just me and my crew. Cause all we wanna do is.
Helping my mood a whole lot. 9:17 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio Live in the Social Lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Sage James, and the General. Our topic tonight, guns, prejudice, and the society becoming numb to the violence. If you want to weigh in, 917-889-3926 is the number. Make sure you press 1 so our engineer knows that you want to interact with us on the show. You're not just there to listen. Before we went to the break, the General was giving us some facts about the AR-15 assault rifle that was used in the Orlando incident here this past weekend at Pulse Nightclub. Again, our thoughts and prayers and condolences going out to all of those family, friends, and anyone who has been affected by that, as well as those lost, 53 lives lost in that incident. It's been tagged as the worst mass murder in U.S. history. Coincidentally, the 10-year ban that was passed by the U.S. Congress on September 13, 1994, and signed into law by President Bill Clinton that same day. Remember, that ban only applied to weapons that were manufactured after the date of the ban's enactment, and it expired on September 13, 2004. Now, I heard a statistic today, don't recall the actual number, but it was relative to the number of murders being down from September 13th, 1994 to September 13th, 2004, and how they've escalated nationwide since the ban on assault-style weapons, you know, expired on that date, and AR-15s are a part of that ban. So now, you know, you can readily get them even in a state like Florida, where all you have to do is pretty much, you know, I'm being facetious, but, you know, put a quarter in a bubblegum machine, twist a knob, and, you know, you get what you want. It's relatively
easy. It's not facetious at all, though, because, I mean, I heard just as earlier this afternoon, there was a manufacturer, a retailer, not a manufacturer, a retailer in Florida that was selling AR-15s about 10 to 15 per hour. No exaggeration, folks. AR-15s are being sold at 10 to 15 per hour. Ask yourself, why would someone need an AR-15?
A gun that can shoot 17 bullets in 30 seconds?
Now, I'm going to say this much. I'm going to jump in real quick because I talked to some folks, and I know, you know, a little bit about some weapons. I've never, you know, owned an AR-15, you know, so I can't speak too much experience into it. But I know some folks that have, that have operated them before. They're military folks. Now, you know me. I'm going to take a left turn with this thing. Again, I put my disclaimer out at the beginning of the show. But at some point, I find it kind of hard to really fathom the outcome of this being a one-man show. For the simple fact that with AR-15s, if I'm not mistaken, you could do research on it if you want to, but under my estimation, under my knowledge, I'm under the impression that AR-15s are not a fully automatic weapon, meaning that you just can't hold the trigger down and bullets start flying. You have to, for each shot, it may be a burst shot, but it's not like your traditional Uzis or MAC-10s or whatever, that once you hold that trigger, bullets is kicking. So for the 50 people to get taken out by one man, even if he had a 100-round drum, he had to be deadly accurate to hit all those people in the fashion that he did, or they had to be more than one person. That's just I don't know. Like I said, I call it what you want, conspiracy theorist. I'm logical about this whole thing.
I think
you know what I'm saying?
Possible. And I personally haven't thought about it that far.
That's what I'm saying. You got to think about it. When somebody goes in a situation like that and may have a crowded, you know, room as such as it probably was on a Saturday night when I think it was Pride Weekend, maybe, you know, in different areas. I know it was Pride Weekend out here in D.C. You know, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what the situation was, but the simple fact of 50 people going down off of one assailant, with I don't know how many clips he could have had in there, whatever like that, but I know the normal clip.
I think that matters though, right? I mean, when you put it that way, when you think about it from that perspective, because I think that's very logical. I think it depends on time, right? It depends on how much time was he actually in there. How many rounds did he actually fire off? Now, I think what you're bringing up is very, very interesting, because in the last news report that I heard, in the conference that I heard earlier, I was watching it and I was listening very closely. What I heard, I don't know what his position was, but what I heard the gentleman say, which it caught my attention, was, "We don't believe our officers fired any shots that hit patrons. We don't believe our officers fired any shots that hit patrons." The question is,
that sounds ridiculous.
You're making a statement that for me brings about a shadow of a doubt.
Very large.
You don't believe? Come on. Is it a possibility that you fired shots when people were still in harm's way? Is that possible?
Uh-huh.
Guess what? We don't know. But again, I think it's very interesting that you bring up that point, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're inside the Social Lab. It's TM Hyman Radio. Tonight we're talking about guns, prejudice, in a society that's really becoming extremely numb to violence. This topic is simply our opinion. It's a conversation that we've brought you into. If you have an opinion, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I think you raised a good point, my brother.
I'm just thinking, you know, outside the box. You know, that's what I do.
Well, how do we know that he wasn't assisted? How do we know that? How do we know
and
that person wasn't killed?
That's
in the
all
midst
I'm
of
saying,
man.
I mean, but what I'm
but
what
we,
I'm
we don't
is,
know
like
anything
said,
is possible.
We don't know. We don't know the details.
Right?
We don't know the details.
We don't know. We don't know. Hey, it's 9:25. Yeah, we don't know the details, but we don't mind talking. We'll be back.
Then you can go play this.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
I ain't mad at you.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain.
Out there in Oakland where the Warriors are trying to close the deal.
I miss Frank Rogers Nelson.
After some buffoonery done took place over the weekend to have this boy Draymond suspended.
Son.
I mean, that
again,
was straight buffoonery.
NBA
if this thing if you can't see how scripted, if you can't see how scripted this NBA is starting to become right now, it's not even funny. They are trying to make this thing go seven games because they know that the Cavs are deader than fried chicken, like I said the last time we had a sports report. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Stop prolonging.
They know
somebody,
that was a crazy call.
Yo, son, I mean,
somebody bring
like
on
Stephen A, like Stephen A said, man. Stephen A said, if you got somebody's junk on the back of your head, they trying to you're going to react. Any man in his right mind is going to react to that in the way that he did. And, you know, it wasn't in the heat of the, I mean, it wasn't in intentional. It was the heat of the moment. It was a response to stimuli. And that's all it was. I mean, come on, give me a break, yo. He's the ultimate B.I. Isnitch. And I don't care what nobody say. The way he went about it, he broke the rule, broke the code talking about he called me a bitch on the floor. And so that's why, you know, Come on, man. There's a lot of things said on the floor, man. You don't go and tell the reporters everything that they say. That's the ultimate BIS-ness move.
Mm-hmm.
Do not ever, ever mention this man's name in Jordan.
Well, based on
what,
now, this is what
ever.
I heard. Now, this is what I understand
ever.
About these two. Now, you know these two are business partners. Like, they're supposed to be business partners. So maybe they're not business partners.
Oh, now
partners
that I
anymore.
Didn't know.
But based on what I understand, there was a comment made about the wife. And when a comment was made about the wife, it got underneath the skin, and you know, is one
now,
thing.
I can
is
accept
a couple
that.
Things you don't talk about. It's a couple things you don't talk about.
Yeah, I can
about.
Accept that.
You don't talk
I
about my. You don't mess with my money. You don't mess with my kids. You don't mess with my wife.
My wife. That's it. Now I can accept that. If that got in his craw a little bit more than any other thing he probably ever heard in the court before, I can accept that. Because we all know, you know, just a quick flashback, we all remember the whole Melo Kevin Garnett situation when we allegedly heard that he said a lot of things like Cheerios. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I can respect that. If that was the stance that you had to take because of though that line was crossed, so be it. But if he just called you a bitch on the floor, stop. Stop it already. That's you went way too far with that. Anyway,
but don't we always
to
know it's more? Know that it's more.
And that goes, I'm glad you said that because that's a perfect segue leading up to the point that I have an abstract mind. I like to think beyond the scope of quote unquote the reality that's been painted to us by the media. And let's get down to the
We encourage it, brother.
And I understand you do. Now, I'm going to give my two specs from the conspiracy desk over here. Okay? Now, I'm going to go far enough to say that, again, if this was a single man job, it's hard to believe. Now, also, I'm going to go far enough to say that make sure you guys pay attention to everything that's going on now. This could be, now, not at the sake of anybody's life. I'm not saying this. Do not take it that way. But this might be another distraction about something else bigger in the making. We don't know.
Of course.
I don't have any. I have on my hard drive,
like, you know, a spooky walk down the hallway, the clicking heels, or like, you know, a creaking door or something like that, or some screams. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. But this could be a distraction, setting us up for something bigger coming down the pipeline. We don't know. And let's not forget also how there have been quote unquote tragedies on American soil that have been staged. Let's not forget. Okay, I don't know if we all remember the whole Boston Marathon thing. I don't think I gave you the insight on that. There were reports to where that they had former war veteran amputees playing the part of the victims of the bomb.
Stop it.
I cannot make this up. Google it. You'll find it. I'll even go as far as saying that may rub some people the wrong way.
No, I don't want
to. That you don't want me to go that this far?
No, I said I ain't Googling it.
Okay, well, I'll even go this far that there was also reports and very valid, you know, firming reports about the whole Sandy Hook thing. How that was staged. We didn't hear a lot about that after a while, did we?
I think there's a conspiracy theory as it relates to any and everything. I mean, I think you can't dispute it because I think anything is possible. I mean, but that's the whole concept of, I think, why America is becoming so numb, and even as it relates to the presidential election, why so many people think that votes, you know, the idea of the election is a conspiracy to a lot of people. You know, voting really doesn't matter. And I think if we sat back and fed into all of the conspiracy theories, I don't think people would move. They would be frozen by all of the conspiracies that exist, you know. And so, you know, we have to be careful to, one, just live, because, you know, you can listen, but you have to observe. Everybody's situation is different, but you can't be frozen by concepts. You can't be so afraid, you know, by conspiracies and ideas that you aren't productive, you aren't progressive. And I think you can hear so much sad news about dying and death, and you can think that you're going to die just by stepping out the door and you're shot randomly. It really doesn't happen like that. It really doesn't work that way. And so I think the situation in Orlando kind of, like, is too close for comfort, because, you know, we're making it like, you know, these were – this is all about gay people who were targeted. And, you know, I don't think it's just about that, right? I mean, I think, you know, you could be – this situation to me says that you could be sitting in the Cheesecake Factory and somebody come in and just blow out everybody sitting at the bar.
Yeah, mental illness is real, son.
It's that simple. It's that random. And so, I mean, folks, listen, one, we can't be afraid. We have to know that this was clearly random. But this is not even about a wage on guns. I hate to say that, but I'm going to make the statement. Yeah, it's 8 million AR-15s, and there's 10 to 15 being sold per hour. That's a lot of damn guns. That's a serious threat. But this is the reality. Guns are not the problem. People are the problem.
Hey, that's what they say. Racism, guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people.
Racism, yeah. and hatred and I mean, come on. They said that the dude beat women. He didn't like women. He didn't like black people, and he didn't like gay people. That's half the world right there. When women, black people, and gay people, that's half the damn
right.
world. So you hate a whole lot of people. But listen, this is my point. That's always existed in America. It's always existed. It's not new. Hatred, prejudice, and abuse has always existed in America. What's new? The access to guns. That's what's new. Let's talk about that and more when we come back. We'll be back after this. Team, I'm Radio.
Young Moolah, baby. Young Moolah, baby.
Rich gang.
We got London on the track. Pulling at the basketball game. Dressing power, man. Fresh. Got a hundred on the whole thing. Well, it's track cost the whole thing. And I'ma give you my all, first my whole name. Ooh. I mean, I'm out, just like. I'm really feeling super like A. Hey, hey, like a hate. Latest man like bait. Hop inside a Bentley with a red paper tape. Every time they hate, I throw them band like couple K. I ain't Ray J, but you could be my Kim K. Feeling like the flipping low with green on like K. I'll never believe with Lil Kim K. Water like film, you jump my leak. Run to my head like a deal with this leak. Man, everybody, she go, she ballin'. Yeah, she got, she like, what's her at? She don't got anybody, she say she bang gang. And she'll fight, ain't knock out my direct. Ain't cold, fresh, she'll whip it like a whip. I just wanna know, she said it's easy like a bitch. She just wanna know, I'm serious, but I love me. And therefore, she gon' watch me like cable. Yeah. Take care of her. If I don't do nothing worse, what God take care of? Take care of mom, take care of it, mom. Take care of, take care of, take care of, take care of. Whoa! 100 million going to meet a bitch. woo. Racing them ball a 100 till. Throw that butt, bim, bim. Baby, keep that. Baby, keep that playing drill. Bought a thousand with my last deal. But don't talk about no bad deal. Look, too late. Okay. I'ma put the pedal to the race. I'ma put the pedal, not the brake. I said, I'm a ring, you can gaze. Y'all just go like a gaze. That a bitch they stealing with. All these, all these. Hell on the show, I'ma build a home for a snitch, not a ditch.
Pull out. They be hating on my girl though, and they wish they was they hating. Salutations to my and thank you for your participation. No chaser for my girl though.
Rich girl.
She go harder than me on a case. Getting wasted with my girl. Then we see tonight till we need ventilation. Nobody gotta open new accounts, cause the others overcrowded. Gotta open up the stores when they close, when we shopping. But my girl wear the clothes that ain't nobody rockin', she so bad. I don't know what to do with her, I know just what to do in her. My homies hit me up and said they going out tonight. I'm sitting with my girl tonight. I'ma take time. I'ma take time.
Don't get scared now.
Take care of me.
If I'm doing anything worse, well, God, take care of me.
Take care of me.
Take care of me, mom.
Take care of me.
Take care of me.
Take care of me.
Take care
of me.
Take care of me.
There in the West Coast, 943 out here in the East, rated number one radio show. It's TM Harmon Radio, Social Lab, entertaining, inspiring, provocative. Hey, tonight we've been talking about guns, prejudice, and a society becoming numb to this whole thing called violence. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go all the way up to D.C. Last four, 4083, we call him Cooper. Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Tim Hyman family?
What up, Pico?
What's happening, bro?
We missed you checking in, man. What's going on out in D.C.?
Hey, man, I've just been busy, man. You know, it's a lot going on trying to keep the country going.
Hey, we can dig it. We can dig it, brother.
Job, you've been pushing buttons all day, man. Your job is easy, man.
Hey, nah, man. It's like stressful, man. It's like stressful. You got people going here and there to like China and Russia and Japan, and they want to make sure they stay connected. Oh man,
I ain't mad at you.
Hey, they gotta go. They gotta go through Cooper.
Hey,
right.
Hey, keeps me paid.
Cool. What is the
so what's going on, man?
Doing about Orlando, man? What is the establishment gonna do about these guns?
They're not gonna do anything. This is what's happening already. The establishment is saying that.
Damn,
you have one side that's saying they're not going to do nothing. They shot up a school full of little kids. What do? Nothing. They basically said, go buy
nothing.
More guns. Give teachers guns. That'll be better. Then what happened? They go shoot up. They incite people against Planned Parenthood. They go shoot up an abortion clinic. What do? Nothing. So
yeah.
Now they're mad right now. But why are they mad? Because it was a Muslim guy. That's the only reason they're mad. And what do they want to do? They want to send troops across to the Middle East to attack the Muslims. That's all they want to do. They don't want to do anything about guns. They don't want to do anything about homophobia. They don't want to do anything about anything. They just want to go to war to make some money. That's it. I'm online right now in a political group right now arguing with a group, debating the guy because he said liberals, they care more about a gay couple being able to buy a cake than they do about the people that were killed in there. And I'm telling him, I'm going back and forth with him. I said, well, somebody could easily say, that Republicans don't care about kids getting killed. They don't care about new people getting killed. They don't care about workers at a clinic getting killed. They don't care until it's a Muslim that does it, so they can point the finger at the Muslims.
And, wow.
And I mean, sounds like a, sounds accurate to me.
Legit. Legit.
Sounds accurate to me.
Yeah, that's very sad.
It's a very interesting, interesting situation. I saw a post today that just made me kind of sit back and think, because it's even when you think of national media, the media has a lot to do with just a lot of shenanigans as far as just perspective and how things are covered. And this has nothing to do with Orlando specifically, but I saw something that said last week we were afraid of gays going into the bathroom, and we were honoring the Muslim being Muhammad Ali. This week, we care about the gays, but now it's the Muslims who are now under our feet. What a difference a week makes in America. And when you think about that, that's pretty powerful.
I got a good quote for y'all for Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. I've been seeing like conservatives embracing Malcolm X, they're embracing Muhammad Ali. But the key to it is that Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali became American heroes when they stopped speaking. Because when they stopped speaking, or basically when Muhammad Ali, when his health got worse, they stopped being dangerous because they didn't say their volatile stuff. Malcolm X died years later, and now they talk about how great Malcolm X is. But really, the same thing about Martin Luther King. If Martin Luther King was still alive now, they would talk about him like he was Al Sharpton.
Yep. We don't ever get caught up in someone else's perspective or someone else's view or story about you, your life, what you're going through, your experience. I think what you just said is a great point. You know, I mean, when you talk about just the hand, I'll refer to it as Big Brother, right? I mean, you know, you have to know that everything, something you just have to show people. Everything isn't to be said or isn't to be spoken. You can't tell everything to everybody. You know, a lot of people, you know, aren't successful not because they didn't have what it took. A lot of people weren't successful because they talked too much and they told the wrong people they planned.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Some people are
never share your plans with a stranger.
That just went over some people's heads, but some people caught that. Listen,
sure did.
This platform is about awareness. That's all we can do is drive awareness. For me, gun control is a missing item at the table when it comes to politicians and the people that represent us in this country, congressmen and senators. The brother in D.C. said the establishment is not going to do anything to be correct in my community. He said they ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I believe it.
Listen, Nathan. if you have representation in D.C., That ain't doing nothing for you, I think it's time that you cast a different vote. Because, I mean, this is the bottom line. Your voice matters. Your vote does matter. And until, you know, somebody tells you differently, and listen, the way the laws work in America, we might wake up next week and find out that something expired in the Constitution. And, you know,
distraction.
Listen.
That's the distraction.
Listen.
I think I'm playing when I say it, man.
Cool. Nah, I don't think I'm playing. I mean, when you say distraction, for those who are really listening, When you say distraction, I absolutely understand it. I mean, folks, there's this thing called propaganda that if you feed into it, it will throw you off. And so when my brother says a distraction, I mean, you have to understand what all of that means. I mean, you know, some of it is a part of the system. It's built into the system. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's why, listen, for me, entrepreneurs are the most valuable people in this country. Entrepreneurs. Listen, folks, we need more entrepreneurs, less people doing 9-to-5s. Because, listen, way this thing is shifting, I'm just telling you what I know. You know what I'm saying? The way this thing is easier said than done, but the way this thing is shifting, we need more entrepreneurs, people who know how to get it. Because the politicians and government, listen, the brother just told you, they ain't going to do nothing for you. Hey, it's not for you.
TM Hyman Radio Live to you at work, 9:55 p.m. Got a few minutes left in the show with your girl Hot Chocolate. Save James the General and Coop out there up in D.C. 917-889-3926 if you want to weigh in real quick. Otherwise, that's the number that you can use anytime to get in with us. And don't forget to go to tmhymanradio.com and drop your email address for that newsletter. Check out the site. It's under a little bit of construction right now, but you're going to like the changes that you're going to see on the site for those who are already regulars there. For those who are newbies there, come on and join us. Let us know what you think. Hit us up. Email us. Tag us. Pin us.
Hey,
tweet us.
I want to say.
Instagram us.
What I saw in Orlando these last couple of days has just been straight, like, heroism to the highest level. In the midst of a whole bunch of chaos, you saw a whole bunch of people pull together. A lot of people pulling together. The city's demonstrating a lot of strength, like the citizens of Orlando, standing in like 100-degree heat at the blood bank, wrapped around the building, just trying to give blood for all of these folks. It just represents survival, to the highest level. And so, thoughts and prayers
and the resilience of the city,
Orlando, their families and their friends, folks. Listen, it's not guns. It's people. The problem isn't the weapon. It's the shooter. We gotta have better legislation at the end of the day. We gotta hold people accountable. We need better gun control, but listen, we need better accountability in D.C. And if we have senators and Congress people that willingly just sit and do nothing, then we got to bring about some change in this country. We really do. The baby boomers are getting old. They're dying.
Hey, Tim.
Listen, we got to get ready to take over anyway. So, let's do it quicker.
Hey, Tim.
Exactly.
Cooper.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on something that you said earlier. You were talking about the politicians. Hey, this next election right here, I voted for Bernie, but you got to understand the bigger picture. Hillary gets in office, you're gonna have
Bernie spit when he talks.
Yeah. If Hillary gets in office, either you're gonna get the Obama nominee that he has in there, or she's gonna put somebody else there, and then there's gonna be two more Supreme Court justices come up over the next 4 to 8 years. That's going to lean the Supreme Court to the left. All that gun control stuff has a chance at that point. Because right now, if a state does something on its own, they take it up to the Supreme Court, they shoot it down. When it comes to gerrymandering, which is how elections are basically, how offices are set up after the census is done every decade, that's shot down at the Supreme Court.
What you call it?
But if,
what'd you call it?
It's gerrymandering. Gerrymandering. And when they do the census at the end of every at the beginning of every decade, they determine the shape of Congress, and then they go back to the states and reconfigure the states to benefit who's ever in power in that state. But with the Supreme Court leaning to the left, when you have Republicans redistricting parts of Texas to take power away from minorities, that can be taken to court, and the Supreme Court can step in and change that. But you get a liberal Supreme Court to do that, and then that gets you your gun control. That gets you a lot of your health care stuff. That gets you your affirmative action. That gets you a lot of things that the country still needs right now.
We running out of time, brother. We back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hey, join us back, bro. Hey, cool. Appreciate you, bro. Hey, we about
man,
here.
I'll see y'all Wednesday. Tonight.
No doubt, TM Hammer Radio Live.
Talk radio show. Real talk. TM Hammer Live. TM Hammer Live. TM Hammer Live. Talk radio show. TM.